Did you hear that?
So we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny, idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
We have bad news for America's power couple, Jeb Bush and Derek Jeter, who had won the bidding war for the Miami Marlins. That may not be happening anymore because Bloomberg reports they have lost the backing of Wayne Rothbaum, who was supposed to contribute $150 million to their bid. So they may be donezo on owning the Miami Marlins, which is disappointing for us all, because who didn't want to see how a Jeb Bush-Derek Jeter combination would work out?
What you're saying is that Jeb Bush's bid didn't make it out of the primary process?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
That is correct,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure I understand you on that. man, from the weird headline department, and Deadspin is in that department very often, former Chargers security guard pleads guilty after getting caught masturbating during game. He was a security guard that was down on the field. He happened to be positioned right next to the Chargers cheerleaders. Someone caught him doing something on video, and he pled guilty. But, man, like, that's just makes you uncomfortable to think about. Of all the terrible things that we know happen at NFL games in the stands, do we really need it to stretch down to the security guards too? Not great.
Yeah, no, not good. I assume that you've been too taken by the weather over there to offer up much here, Mitch.
Well, you can't be serious. Is the death of Chris Cornell. I didn't get this in earlier.
Okay, here's the floor for you.
So I am in very deep regret over this because, and I'm not trying to make this a selfish thing, but Soundgarden performed in Kansas City on Sunday, and I was going to go. I was set to go, but it was Mother's Day. My parents wanted me to come up for dinner and all that, so I was like, okay. To me, Soundgarden felt like a band that was going to be around forever anyway. I was always wanted to see them, but I put them aside so I could go spend time with my family. And of course, you know, Chris takes his own life, which I'm very upset about that. I don't like that, obviously, but you know, I just kind of look at it as a way just to, you know, just cherish his career and his music. I love Soundgarden. Is one of my favorite bands. And I've cherished them for a long time, but it really stinks. I've been pretty upset about it today.
So was Audioslave before?
After.
And then, okay, Soundgarden was
and he
before.
Also had he had a super group called Temple of the Dog, which was basically a mixture of Soundgarden and Pearl Jam.
Okay. Well, that's what was it our friend Crowley who was telling me earlier today that it was like Pearl Jam and Chris Cornell were both like one and the same, very similar, and that style of music?
Yeah, I mean, grunge. You know,
I'm speaking way out of turn here.
Nirvana's
like
in
I
there
said,
as
I don't
well.
Know much about it.
Nirvana's in there as well, along with Alice in Chains. Those would be the big four.
Okay. Well, it was very sad, and I again, like I said, I was surprised by the mass reaction to it, just to people that I knew on social media, because like I just have not heard too much of Chris Cornell. I didn't realize so many people were that into him, but they were.